Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade, and with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone, no matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
We're back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Tiger Talk. Roger Grossman with you on a Saturday. Those 10 free Saturdays are long past us. We are ready to get back to work here on Saturdays. If you are new to the program, the mission statement is very simple. This program exists and has existed for, I believe, well over 40 years. I don't know exactly what year it started. But this program exists to connect the people in the Warsaw, Winona Lake, Greater Kosciuszko community with the athletes and the teams at Warsaw Community High School. And we do that every Saturday from 9 until 10, or until we run out of content. But we are here every Saturday, basically with a few Saturdays off at Christmas time, maybe a Saturday in between football and basketball, and then a few weeks off in the first part of the end of March and the first part of April, as we transition between seasons. We're here pretty much every Saturday from now until Memorial Day weekend, and the mission is just to connect you so that you know how the teams are doing, how maybe you're the neighbor boy or the neighbor girl are doing on their team. That's our job, and that's what we do. We have full support from the athletic department. The coaches are once again ready to send us information so that we can get that information to you. And we're excited about being back on this program. Coming up on the show today, the boys football team was in action last night in a scrimmage at home against Columbia City. They look pretty good, especially on the offensive side. Bart Curtis is going to join us for two segments to talk about the football scrimmage from last night and preview what's coming up. The non-conference schedule is rough. Michigan City at home next Friday, and then at Warren Central, yeah, that Warren Central on the southeast side of Indianapolis, that will be week two before the boys come home to take on Goshen to start the conference schedule. And remember, the NLC every 2 years adjusts the schedule. This is the first year of this new schedule. So it goes Goshen at home, then at Wauwatosa, then at Concord. That's how we start the conference season in football this coming year. Also on the program today, the only team that has started their matches at this moment, that will change here in a matter of seconds, over at Warsaw Community High School, but the only team that's done anything yet competitively is girls golf, and that is always the case. Jack Carpenter is their coach. He has sent us results. We will share those with you coming up in just a couple of minutes. It is Tiger Talk, and it's good to be back. And we are on the air this morning on News Now Warsaw. And you can also get us online at newsnowwarsaw.com. And we also have an app, 1480 News Now app. You can listen to Tiger Talk anywhere in the world. And we'll get cracking with Bart Curtis next here on Tiger Talk. Once again, driven by our good friends at R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Honey, my car needs windshield wipers. Can you pick some up?
We'll just get a new car. Throw it in the backyard with the rest of them.
Sometimes it's obvious when you should replace just a part. Like if your windows have condensation between the panes, you may not need to replace the whole window. The specialists at Glass Doctor can install new insulated glass in your existing frames for less than you might think. Save money and restore your window's appearance. Visit glassdoctor.com.
Call the Glass Doctor. We'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah! Hi, this is Alan Oldafer. Ready to take control of your financial game? Just like in football, whether you are looking at a game-opening drive or a two-minute drill for a game winner, at Oldafer Bergen & Company Retirement Planning, we know how to make every play count. Let us help your retirement plan become a winning financial plan. Don't fumble your future. Let us become your financial coaches.
The cold weather is coming, so now is the time to visit Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all their off-season boating services. Indoor, safe, and clean boat storage, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Splendor can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing that old carpet flooring with new marine-grade vinyl. Redeck over the winter and have it ready to go next spring. Plus, redo your boat's furniture and canvas tops with their canvas and upholstery department. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Connecticut, which provides clean, clear water 24-7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, first Tiger Talk show of 2024-25. Bart Curtis's football team scrimmaged against Columbia City last night. How'd you feel?
You know, I felt really good that we got out of it without any injuries. That I know of. You know, obviously, you know, sometimes Saturday mornings a kid will come in and you know, we haven't seen him yet, and something gets swollen overnight, or hey, I remember getting hit here, but then it was fine, and then in the morning it's really, really sore. So, you know, we got out of it injury-free. We executed at a, you know, I'd give us, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say a 7 offensively. I was pleased with how we our varsity defense defended their varsity offense. You know, we held them out of our varsity D held their varsity O out of the end zone for two series. And then our JV had a little trouble with them. But as we talked earlier, you know, 43 can play. There's a reason that Stan Fuller is going to West Point to play on Saturdays on TV. And, you know, he obviously got everybody saw that he got our sophomore on the out and up. And, you know, he can do that to you. He's very, very talented, and it'll be fun to watch his season and Columbia City season, because they're a quality program, well-coached team, and they're going to have a good year.
Let's talk about the offense first. You have a lot of guys back with experience on that offensive line.
As I've told a lot of people, and you've probably been one of them, and you were over at Media Day with me, I will be extremely disappointed in November if we don't look back and say, wow, this was one of the better offensive lines that we've ever been associated with. You know, from left to right, Cam Kaufman, Wyatt Dawson, Ben Boren, Ivan Ponce, and James Leiter. And then Daniel Ramirez can jump in there and give us some depth, as can Tyler Antonez Brito. So we're about 7 deep, maybe even 8 deep with Hunter Dippin. So, yeah, I would be disappointed if they don't progress day by day to a point where they're pretty special group. Was pleased with how all three fullbacks ran at different times. I was hoping to come out of tonight with a definitive 1, 2, and 3, and you know, I haven't had a chance this morning to get back and really dissect how we did, but that's our goal, to find out what ranking those three guys are heading into next week's game one. But as I've said 100 times since June, they all three have really, Michael Schenck, Robbie Hoffert, Brody Duncan, all three have really positive qualities. If I could smash them all together and make one, that'd be incredible. But the great thing is they're all three coachable. They're all three going to get reps, regardless of whether they're 1, 2, or 3. Halfback, you know, I think maybe The blocking, it leaves a little bit to be desired. It looks like we're playing high. I know there was one play where one of our halfbacks got pushed back into the fullback, and he actually, the halfback made the tackle. But, you know, we'll get Ethan Egoff back next week, and he's solid at halfback. And then split ends. I think Carson Chisholm, Jake Rhodes, Logan Carl, Fletcher Pohl, those guys give us some depth and are pretty aggressive blockers and have some decent hands. So, and obviously Drew's going to be Drew. He already looks better in August of 2024 than he did in November of 2023. So the progress he's made and you know, the recovery with his ankle and there are some good possibilities.
And we saw Quentin Brock tonight.
Yeah.
In a back quarterback role.
I forgot about it. Yeah.
And as a halfback,
yeah.
And he looked terrific in both. He looked so much more confident this year.
He might be in the top three to five total athletes on our squad. He's got speed, he's got a little size, he's got some strength, and he's a competitor. He's unique because he can play a variety of positions. You know, we've even played him a little bit on defense. We didn't last night, but you know, he's solidified a spot at halfback. Who's going to be the other one? Will it be Evan Davis? Will it be Tucker Reed? Will it be Ethan Egoff? You know, we really got a nice luxury. There are four guys, even Tristan Wilson, five guys that we feel confident can play on a Friday night at that halfback position.
And the defense has been the big concern of the last couple of weeks, getting ready for this season.
Yeah.
You have to replace a lot of really high-quality linebackers, especially your front. Looked pretty solid tonight in the scrimmage. Your back, we know, is very good and experienced, but that middle, that linebacking core, I know that's been a concern.
And still is. You know, we lost Corbin Johnson, Eric Pohl, Jet Woodward, so three out of the four. But I thought Alex Vallejo stepped in, did a good job. Gavin Schultz has absolutely been the man of the camp. He's come out of nowhere and solidified a linebacker spot. Cohen Heddy's improving. He had a really good night other than one play on a high missed tackle. And then Fletcher Pohl's getting better every day. So that'll be interesting to see how that pans out.
It was interesting to see Fletcher pick off that pass.
Yeah.
Because it made us think of Eric right away in the right spot, yeah. Ready for the ball.
Well, I'm a big nostalgic guy, and he asked for 22. I actually made the comment, and he goes, no, I'll stay with 20. And then about late May, early June, he came to me and said, Coach, I really want to wear my brother's number. And I said, well, good. And he made Eric proud tonight. Our back four, obviously we had two starters that were out tonight. Ethan Egoff, a corner, Daylor Vilma at safety. They'll both play next Friday night against Michigan City. And then corners, Robbie Strawn did a decent job tonight. He's a really good open field tackler, and Tristan Wilson, solid. And then our D line is kind of a unique thing. Tonight, what you saw was Hunter Dippin at nose, Mason Gabridge at end. And Grady Nelson at end. There are some guys chomping at the bit to get some reps in those spots, and those guys are going to have to really work and defend their territory. They've done great so far, and I expect nothing but improvement out of that position. And, you know, with Mason really being the only veteran back. But you got names like, you know, Cam Kaufman's going to practice some defense, Ivan Ponce, Wyatt Dawson. So there's some things if we need to get into a four-man front or, you know, if those guys end up having to play two ways, which I don't think will happen. So we've got some built-in depth on the D-line as well as the O-line.
And you've got as good a kicker as there is in the northern half of the state.
The best kicker in the state. There's no doubt about it. Mason Smythe's the best kicker in the state. You give me anybody for a game-winning field goal from any distance inside of 55, and, you know, my money's on him. He's a cool cat. Even though I called him a village idiot in the in the breakdown last night. He couldn't remember. I have the kids repeat what I said, point by point, and he was close. But, no, I love the kid, and, you know, he seems like he's been around forever. And I'd take him over any kicker in the state.
We're going to come back and talk about the schedule and look ahead to Michigan City next week, next on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
Whether your business is on the farm or in town, Crossroads Bank wants to help you succeed. That's why Crossroads Bank offers competitive rates and friendly service with their business loans. Visit crossroadsbanking.com or in person at their locations in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads.
Elliott's Heating and Air Conditioning is now partnering with Flotec Plumbing and Heating, providing you with heating, air conditioning, and plumbing service and installation.
Hi, this is Kim from Warsaw. When our household needed a new water heater, we knew exactly who to turn to, and that's Elliott's. Their service was not only swift, but also impeccably efficient in installing their new unit. Elliott's truly exceeded our expectations like always. We can count on them.
Elliott's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, now partnering with Flotec.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mike Hall. My family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you. Simple. Human sense.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Coach, we get started with a familiar foe, and that's Michigan City. You went up there and beat them again in the final couple of minutes, which has been the trend when we've beaten them. It's been a last-second play, a last-minute play up there. They're coming down here. They've been under their coach's system now for a year. And they're ready to get off to a good start, just like your guys are.
Absolutely. They're loaded with some D1 talent. And when I say D1, I mean guys that can fly, that are getting legitimate offers, that are big and strong and fast and can cause you some issues. So we're going to have to play a really, really good, execution-wise, near perfect to be in the thing. Because they've got the speed, they can run you out of the field, they can run you out of the ballpark if you're not ready to play and take good angles and be ready to face what it is they do defensively and offensively. So, yeah, it's year six of the contract, Roger. Phil and I renewed it after three or four. I think we went four to begin with. Then we added two more and you know, it's been a good opening series, I think, for both teams, as displayed by the scores of the games. I think three of the five games have been really close. Actually, all five have been close, and then our two losses, they pulled away from us in the fourth quarter. But good, strong, competitive team. They're a well-coached team. We know that they're going to come down here and bring their best, and we're going to be ready to fight and execute.
And all coaches say that the non-conference games at the beginning of a year to get you ready for the conference games, well, your first two games of the season are really whoppers.
They are, and they're for a purpose. You know, we're not going to back down from anybody. That's going to make us better, within reason. You know, and we feel like when we put Warren Central on the schedule game two, we knew that this freshman class was going to be seniors then. And we knew what a special, special group it was. And you know, they were excited when they heard about it. And, you know, hopefully August 30th at 10 o'clock, they're still excited about that decision we made 4 years ago. But, no, we In all seriousness, everything we do, Roger, is geared toward November. So we're not worried about anybody's psyche on the team. We're not worried about how our kids respond. These two teams that we've got, games one and games two, boy, they've got a whole lot bigger and faster kids than you and all this. We don't worry about that stuff. We worry about us and what it takes to get us prepared for the tournament in November. That's the only thing we care about.
I know you and the coaches don't think about these things, but did you notice any change in approach, change in attitude when the new classifications came out and you guys were 5A?
Not really. I was kind of shocked, actually. I had heard in December that maybe it was December, November, yeah, December, January, that there are some coaches that really do a good job of figuring out enrollments, and then they send it to you. Hey, what do you think? What's your enrollment going to be? This and that. I've been around this long enough. If we're 6A, we're going to play 6A. If we're 5A, we're going to play 5A. Doesn't change the goal. Doesn't change how we prepare. Just changes who we're playing. So I was a little shocked that when it came out, and I kind of knew, with the success ratio that us and Valpo might get knocked down from 6A to 5A. So when it came out, I was a little shocked. There was a little more, not so much community, but kid buzz. I think that tells you what kind of kids we have. They're just going to line up, and if we're playing a 6A team, we're going to play a 6A team. If it takes this, and this to be successful, we're going to try and do this, and this. And so that's what's really exciting about this group of kids is they love each other. And I know that's a cliche, but they do. And they love being around each other, and they really love the game of football. And when you've got those things, and then you add some talent, which we have, and some size and some fight, good things can happen.
Yeah. Okay, now here's what all Tiger fans would really know about today.
Okay.
How does it feel to be a granddad?
It's unbelievable. It's, I can be, they keep a birdometer on the grease board in the coach's office. And you know how some places of business have 0 days without an accident, yeah, and then 2 days without an accident? Well, apparently Bert is my alter ego when I wig out and get angry with another adult. So they keep a tally, 0 days without Bert. Okay? Well, picture day. I was having one of them days, and they brought my granddaughter out, Kennedy, and, she changes things, that's for sure. And it's looking at knowing that your place in life, long after I'm gone, is going to carry on. That's really kind of cool. And knowing that the time that my wife and I spent raising our three kids, and the job I think that she did, really, raising our three kids, is now being passed along a generation, and watching Mike and Maggie as parents is really special. So, yeah, it's changed a lot of things. Somebody asked Mason Gaberich at Kiwanis the other day, has Coach gotten nicer since he became a grandpa? And Mason, without hesitation, absolutely not.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Hey, thanks, Roger. As always, have a great year.
You too. Bart Curtis, the head coach of the Warsaw Tigers. They open up at home against Michigan City next Friday at 7:30 at Fisher Field. We'll have the game starting at 6:45 on News Now Warsaw. When we come back, the only team that has participated in a contest so far, as usual, is the girls' golf team. So we'll see how Jack Carper's team did. Coming up here on Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw.
I love being a granddad. I spent last weekend playing football with my grandsons. We had a great time running, tackling, laughing. The next morning, though, when I woke up, I was sore all over. I decided it was time to head to Reinhold's Town Square Furniture and visit their Sealy Posturepedic Sleep Shop. These are the beds that back doctors recommend. They support your body while cushioning your shoulders and relaxing your legs. Why did I wait so long to go to Reinhold's? My Sealy Posturepedic is just what the doctor ordered. After all, we're having another big game this weekend, and I don't plan on losing again. Thanks, Reinhold's.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. As football season approaches, smart players do their best to protect themselves from the possibility of injury. In our lives, we can't always do that, but we run the risk every day of being injured by the negligence of another person. If you've been injured in an automobile accident, a fall, or for any other reason which appears to be the fault of someone else, Rock Hill Pennant can advise you on your legal rights and help you get the compensation you deserve. Call 574-267-6116 for an appointment to make sure your rights are protected. Rock Hill Pennant, lawyers you can count on.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another great year of high school football. The young men playing under the lights on Friday night have worked very hard all summer long and are ready for another great season. Just like those players, your Bobcat, X-Mark, and Cub Cadet equipment have gotten you through the heart of the yard work season. Reward your equipment by bringing it to us for a tune-up. Doing so, your machine will be able to finish strong the rest of the season. So with the hard work out of the way, let's fill the grandstands and support the players and coaches as they perform on the gridiron. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Tiger Football.
Booyah!
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
By the way, before we jump into the scores, I just want to let you know that we did not have any football players with us today because we did that interview after the scrimmage last night. Next week, we'll have boys here in the studio. We're going to feed them, and then we're going to talk football and all the other stuff with them. So we'll do that starting next week after week one of the high school football season. Let's talk girls golf. The girls opened up their season 10th in the 15-team field at the Homestead Invitational. That was on August 5th at Chestnut Hills. Warsaw shot 372. Northridge won the event with a score of 318, seven shots better than Noblesville and St. Joe. Abby Peterson opened up her senior season with a 71. That was the medalist. She had the low score for anybody individually, including a 32 on the back nine, which was very impressive. Warsaw also sent a group of girls to Goshen for their invitational. They finished fourth out of eight teams. For the Lady Tigers, Addison Ayler, 94, Sophie Stewart, 98, Adela May Huffer, 119, Eve Fussell, 123. Mackenzie Campbell shot 128. Also competing for Warsaw, Grace McCullough, 119. Isabella Lopez, 122. And Ellie Porter, 135. The junior varsity shot 460 at the Penn Invite. Lucy Ray had the low score for Warsaw with a 106. On Tuesday, August the 6th, Warsaw played in the Plymouth Girls Golf Invitational. Warsaw won that event at Pretty Lake Country Club with a score of 346, nine shots better than Chesterton's number one team, and Chesterton's number two team shot 384. Leading the way for the Lady Tigers, Abby Peterson once again with a 72, Addison Ayler, 91, Sophie Stewart, 103, Lily Henderson, 96, Claire Royce shot 87. Warsaw also put a second team in there. Eve Fussell shot 121. Mackenzie Campbell, 116. Ellie Porter, 132. And Christina Colemby shot a 137. The girls competed at the Northwood Invitational. Again, they sent two teams there. Abby Peterson led the way with a 72 as Warsaw shot 344 as a team on their black team, which would be considered their varsity team. Team finished fifth. Northridge won that also with a score of 308. The Warsaw Orange team was ninth with 413. For the black team, Peterson with 72, Addison Ayler 92, Lily Henderson 89, Claire Royce 91, and Lucy Ray with a 99. For the orange team, Sophie Stewart 92, Mia Jones 96, Adela May Huffer 107, Eve Fussell 124, and Mackenzie Campbell shot a 118. The girls then competed against Carroll at Autumn Ridge. Hero beat Warsaw 166-181. Abby Peterson shot 35. Addison Ayler with a 48. Lily Henderson, 51. Claire Royst, 47. And Sophie Stewart with a 51. The girls then were supposed to have a three-way meet with Northridge and Lakeland at Meadow Valley Golf Club. Lakeland only had one girl, so it ended up being an 18-hole dual meet with Northridge, which did not affect conference races. Northridge beat Warsaw 320-373. Abby Peterson shot 74, one shot behind Alex Reschle. Those are two really good girls golfers in our area. Alex shot 73, Abby shot 74, Addison Ayler with a 95, Claire Royst 102, Lily Henderson 102, and Sophie Stewart also shot a 102. The girls were at Stonehenge on Thursday and took on Triton and Rochester. Warsaw won the three-way meet with a score of 169. Rochester was second with 180, and Triton shot 238. Abby Peterson birdied number three on the front and number nine and finished with a 35. Addison Ayler, 43. Claire Royst, 44. Lily Henderson, 50. And Lucy Ray shot a 47. And that catches you up. Right now, again, girls golf, the only team that has competed so far. However, that's changing this morning. The girls golf team is at the Concordia Invitational this morning. That play is already underway. The cross country teams are hosting invitationals this morning, and that's at the high school. That just got started a little bit ago. And so they've got a whole big group of teams that are competing. If you want more information on that, you can go to Warsaw-Tigers.com. There's a preview there with all the teams that are competing. This is a new tournament. The girls have been going down to different places, Terre Haute, and the boys also, and they just didn't want to drive all the way down there. And so they found some teams that wanted to compete up here, and so they are doing that today. The girls' soccer team is in action today. They are scrimmaging against Lures and Northridge, and that is at Dwenger High School, and that starts at 9 a.m. The freshman boys soccer team is in action. They are taking on Northwood at Northwood this morning at 10 o'clock. Also, you have the JV and varsity boys soccer teams open up their season under the watchful eye of Coach Ryan Berger. And the JV starts at 10 o'clock at Carroll, and the varsity will follow that at about 11:30. The volleyball teams are all in action today down at Hamilton Southeastern at their round robin event. Freshman, varsity, and JV, the Warsaw girls, will play the second and third matches of those round robin events. If you want that schedule, again, there's a preview of this tournament online at Warsaw-Tigers.com. And the freshman boys football team gets a unique opportunity. They're playing in a freshman football jamboree at Fort Wayne Northside, and that will be later on this afternoon and this evening. So that's pretty cool, and we're excited for them to have that opportunity. So the girls' golf team is the only team that's competed so far, but that quickly changes today, and pretty much everybody will be in action. On Monday, the boys' soccer team, the freshman boys' soccer team, also known as Warsaw Orange, will host Elkhart at 6 o'clock. The JV and varsity soccer teams will be on the road at Fort Wayne Southside at 6 and 7:30. On Tuesday, girls' golf is at Homestead for a two-way meet at 4:45. Boys' tennis opens up their season on the road at Bremen at 5 o'clock. And the volleyball teams will host Concordia Lutheran in their season openers with the freshmen in the Career Center gym, the JV in the Tiger Den at 5:30, and the varsity also at 7:15 in the Tiger Den. Then on Wednesday, the boys' tennis team will have their season home opener against Huntington North at 5 o'clock at the Tiger Tennis Complex. By the way, one note here that you should know about as we're thinking about tennis. This year, they are charging at the high school to watch the tennis matches. And a lot of the conference schools are doing it. and Warsaw has the facility to do that. And so they are charging now for tennis matches, so be prepared for that. There will be somebody at the gate taking your money for that. My recommendation is that you get the All Sports Pass. Either you get the Orange Pass for $65 or the Black Pass for $100. The Orange Pass gets you into all the sports except for football and boys basketball. The Black Pass gets you in for everything, including football and boys basketball. So that way, you don't have to worry about it. You just show them your pass when you get to the tennis match or any event, and then you're done, and you just walk in. So that's coming up on Wednesday at home against Huntington North at 5 o'clock. The volleyball teams will be on the road on Wednesday. The freshman and JV will be at Leo at 5:30 on Wednesday with the varsity to follow at Leo. The girls' soccer team is on the road at Chesterton on Wednesday. The JV starts at 6, and the varsity will follow that at about 7:30. Then on Thursday, boys' JV soccer is home against St. Joe at 5:30. The varsity game will follow at the Tiger Soccer Complex at 7 o'clock. And the freshman boys' football season will open up their schedule at Northridge on Thursday at 6:30. And the next Friday, the varsity football team will open up their season at home against Michigan City. That is a 7:30 kickoff. We're on the air starting at 6:45 on News Now Warsaw. Well, that's what we have so far. Next week, the Tiger Sports Diary gets much longer because we'll have a lot more to run through, and we're excited about that. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade, and with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we got banks that cater to everyone, no matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
Ellis Custom Trailers and Carts invites you this fall to the widest variety of custom trailers and golf carts in northern Indiana. Hurry in for season-ending prices with 0% financing on all new EasyGo and Mad Jax carts through Sheffield Financial, LLC. Plus, get at least $1,000 off all 2024 new Mad Jax carts. Go in and find out all of the great deals on new and used golf carts. Ellis Custom Trailers and Carts, US 30 East Warsaw, where you are always a winner.
Emergencies are an unfortunate part of life, but have you ever had an eye emergency? Oh yeah, they happen. This is Dr. Jason Rich at the Spectacle Shop. Maybe your glasses broke and you need an immediate fix. Maybe you left your contact lenses in way too long and you woke up with a painful red eye. Maybe you're seeing flashes of light out of the corner of your eye all of a sudden and you think, hey, I should probably get this looked at. Maybe you thought, nah, I don't need safety glasses while I'm using this saw. And now there's something that's been stuck under your eyelid for the last 2 days. We fix all these emergencies and routine problems too. Visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Picture this. You're at the Warsaw Community High School game. The stands are buzzing, faces painting, and the energy is electric. And guess what? Sim is making a play of its own. They're covering the cost of all sport passes for every student. So pack those stands, unleash your inner tiger, and get ready to roar in the Sim Zone. With offices across Indiana, including right here in Warsaw, Sim is your home team for financial planning and management. Visit Sim.com to learn more. Okay, let's huddle up. Go Tigers!
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
We're off and running here on Tiger Talk for the 2024-2025 school year. Again, we will be here each and every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. until we're done, which could be 10 o'clock, maybe not quite that long. But we'll be here each and every Saturday, basically from now until Memorial Day Saturday, when we wrap up the spring. And we'll be doing the same thing, talking to coaches. Next week, again, we'll be talking with football players. They'll be here in studio talking about their seasons, what they worked on in the summer, these are seniors, what they're going to do when they graduate, and what their plans are and who's been their favorite teacher. We'll get to know them a little better on the show starting next week. But we'll be here each and every Saturday. The scores that you hear, the results that you hear, are all the hard work and the dedication of the coaches at Warsaw Community High School. We We could not do this without them. And they send us this information. We turn it down and get it to you so that you can know how the teams are doing at Warsaw Community High School. And I don't know, in the 20-plus years that I've been hosting this show, and this show has been going on for, I think, over 40 years, I've never done this, but I'm asking you to do something for me and for us and for the kids at Warsaw. If you're listening to this show, could you share that information? Could you let other people know, spread the word that we do this on Saturdays? Because the community changes, and there are a lot of people that don't know the legacy of this show. I didn't create it. I'm just happy to carry on with it. So if you could do that, we'd really appreciate it. Next week, we'll be talking about the first football game, and we'll be talking about all the other teams that have started their seasons. Have a great Saturday, everyone, and we'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.